So this period will begin with a short talk. Is that sound okay? Yeah? And then a guided metta meditation. And for some people, this will be a new practice. And for some, very familiar practice. So I invite us all to experience, to embody the practice with what's called don't know mind. Don't know mind. Yeah. Norman guided us with the experience of the body breathing on Sunday, I think, with this awareness as if it was your first breath. As if it was your last breath, and as if it was your only breath. So we could bring that to metta, as if this was your first metta, and your last opportunity to practice metta, our only metta. So this is our third full day of Vipassana, insight meditation, with different postures and different grounds of awareness, sitting, standing, walking, breath, feet, whole body. And it can be a lot to hold. Not always, but it can be. A lot coming up and a lot to open to. A lot to be present with, the arising and passing of the impermanence, the unreliability, the conditioned arising. And so holding all that, we've all been working sometimes very hard, sometimes too hard, but lots of beautiful effort here shared together of being with this. And so this practice today, metta, is a support to that holding. It's a support to help us be with, to open to whatever is arising and passing. And it's also a companion to the arising of insight. Metta is a companion to our practice. I think it's interesting that the theme of our retreat are the divine, or sometimes called heavenly messengers. These divine messengers of aging, sickness, or illness, and death, and the wandering sadhu, the renunciant. And also this practice, metta, is one of what's called the divine abodes, the Brahma Viharas, one of four practices that divine abode meaning the abode, the home, the seat, the awareness of the heart. So we have the divine messengers, and we have this practice of the divine abode that we cultivate. I'll say more about that. Now, metta is a Pali word that's often translated as loving kindness. And we just don't always feel loving. It's kind of a big word. Love has a lot of implications, a lot of extra baggage sometimes. So it can be helpful to also look at other definitions of the word metta, which can include friendliness, kindness, goodwill, and nonviolence. Our very first night here, Molly went over the precepts, and the very first one is non-harm. So this practice is a way for us to cultivate non-harm, cultivate this precept of being with what's showing up in this body, heart, mind, and what's showing up in our interactions together with our whole world. The second aspect of metta, this practice is also called metta bhavana. So the second word, bhavana, means cultivation. And we're fortunate that we're in spring, sort of spring. Here, it's a ripe time to look at this idea of cultivating and growing, nurturing these qualities of friendliness, kindness, goodwill, non-harm. So that means that in this practice, we don't need to already feel any particular way. We don't have to show up feeling loving kindness. We're cultivating seeds that are already present in all of us. This is our Buddha nature, our innate nature, our innate capability, capacity. And sometimes it may have been a long icy winter of the heart. Or maybe I'm just projecting because it's been a long icy winter. But shining a light into the warmth, this cultivating these qualities to allow some revealing of what's already there is part of what this practice is. Shining some light on our wishes, our wishes, you could see these seeds as our wish for peace, for freedom, for non-harm. There's three aspects or three forms to this, to metta. And one is the formal practice, which we're going to share together today. And the other could be called informal practice or informal metta. And this is the quality or the presence, the awareness that has a flavor, has an inclination of friendliness, of sweetness, of gentleness. And we've been doing this this week. Hopefully, we've been showing up with the mucky bits, with a bit of softness towards ourselves, towards what's showing. Yeah. So even if we're not using the phrases in the formal way of repeating the phrases, which we'll do today, we're still growing this kind-heartedness, this tenderness, what the Buddha called the quivering of the heart. Oh, I love that. Yeah. You don't have to crack the heart wide open. It's just quivering, awakening, present. Stirred. So good. The third aspect or form, I call it pragmatic, or it's practical. Practical. And this is our commitment to how we move in the world. It's how we act. And of course, you can see all three of these are interrelated, same. formal, informal, practical. It's all metta in its approach, in its connection. But also metta can be very practical in how we speak, in how we think, in how we act, not just internally, but in our communities, when we see suffering in our world, our earth. So this pragmatic or practical aspect of metta is to move and act and be in a way that is promoting peace and understanding and compassion through how we act. And my suspicion is that a lot of you here, a lot of us here are doing this in the work we do, in the work you do, and how you are aware, this center certainly, and their approach, and their environmental awareness and compassion. Sometimes that's easier than this compassion for this being. Maybe something to look at. Traditionally, this formal practice has groups of people that we offer phrases for, and there's certain phrases that we repeat silently to ourselves. In embodied awareness, not repeating phrases like a little ticker tape across the forehead, just settling and letting the words be in the background, but staying really connected to the heart. So we'll guide this. But and traditionally, we always begin with self, maybe because that is where we are, and because it's one of the hardest. And we can't really be completely connected in compassion with others if we're not with ourselves. The second category is benefactor, which means a teacher or a guide or a mentor that you've had in your life, which can take lots of forms. And then a loved one or a dear one, friendly person that's easy for the heart to connect with. Mm-hmm. That can also be a beloved pet, a beloved animal that you're in a relationship with. And so self, benefactor, loved one, and then neutral, or someone that you don't have a strong like or dislike for, just a neutral person. And then difficult or mildly challenging. So as many of you heard before, we do not, very rarely did people up here say do not, but this is one. Don't go for the big challenge, the big challenging relationship in your life. Yeah, so there's enough little ones. There's enough, just some discontent, some unresolved issue, some unpleasant. And then lastly, we open to all beings. So these are the traditional forms, and for the slightly shorter practice today, we'll just be offering phrases for self, loved one, slightly challenging, and all beings. And the phrases that the practice itself and the phrases will be reflecting the theme of our retreat, aging. aging, illness, death. We'll just stick with aging. Yeah. And I lost my post. It's very, very important that we begin this practice with real comfort and ease in the body. This is the way we already are beginning the practice of metta. So here's a permission package to just shift now and make sure, am I really at ease? Is the body really supported? Can I be just setting aside some discomforts of the body so I can just be present in the heart? So take a moment now to adjust or bring in any supports or move to a chair. There's empty chairs at the back. So we begin to take our seat into this present moment. Just allowing the body to be aware of contact, ground. And the relationship of this body being met by the ground. And as the body finds some ease, allowing the forehead and to become smooth, the eyes rest, the face softens, the shoulders ease. And the body beginning to experience gravity. Just a few moments of silence here, being just here, just now. And now gently allowing awareness to open to sensations at the heart center or the center of the chest. gently resting here, aware of sensations. There might be gentle sensations of the breath here. There may be sensations of vibration or pulse. Or movement or stillness. Sensations of heaviness or lightness. Not following the breath in this practice, just resting with whatever felt experience is noticed at the heart center. And opening to however the heart is in this moment. There may be joy or sorrow, grief, ease, anger, whatever is showing, it's okay for this to be here. And also there may be no felt experience here at the heart center, no sensations, and just know that too. And opening to this embodied moment with this physical self. This self that is aging. And staying present with this felt experience. And gently cultivating, growing this wish for self. As I age, may I be steady and at ease. As I age, may I be open to change. As I age, may I be free from dukkha. As I age, may I be steady and at ease. As I age, may I open to change. As I age, may I be free from dukkha. Resting with the felt experience at the heart. And repeating phrases in your own words, or just staying with this heart connection with self and these wishes. not adding any stories about aging, staying with this felt connection and these gentle wishes for peace with this process of aging. Now gently easing out of this connection with self. Just resting with the whole body for a moment. And gently bringing to heart and mind a dear one, a loved one, a being that is easy to feel this heart connection with. No need to struggle over choosing who. Just let this one person stand in for all those that are dear to you. It may be someone that is deeply in the process of aging, or it may not be, because all beings are aging. Staying with this felt experience at the heart as you bring this loved one to heart and mind. And wishing for them. As you age, may you be steady and at ease. As you age, may you open to change. As you age, may you be free from dukkha. As you age, may you be steady and at ease. As you age, may you open to change. As you age, may you be free from dukkha. And resting with this heart connection with dear one, repeating these phrases or your own words, or just resting with connection. The felt experience of the wish. Gently easing out of this connection with dear one. And resting with the experience of the body here now. And resting awareness at the heart center. Gently bringing to heart and mind a slightly difficult relationship. Some unfinished, some unpleasant staying with this felt experience and knowing that this person too is also aging, is also experiencing dukkha, is also wishing for peace. And in our own hearts, wishing for this person, as you age, may you be steady and at ease. As you age, may you open to change. As you age, may you be free from dukkha. As you age, may you be steady and at ease. As you age, may you open to change. As you age, may you be free from dukkha. Resting with the sensations at the heart, with your own words or these wishes, or just this felt experience. Now gently easing out of this connection with the difficult or slightly challenging. Resting with the body. We open now to a soft awareness of each other, sharing this practice, being with, sitting with, breathing with these aging bodies, illness, death. The courage and support that we've given to each other, letting the heart expand into this shared awareness. Like a pebble dropped into a center of a pond, the concentric ripples. And trusting in the infinite capacity of the heart to open as we radiate awareness to this center, to this earth that's supporting our practice, supporting this life and this death. And without conceptualizing, feeling in the heart center, these ripples of awareness ever wider. Across boundaries and borders. Across waters, aware of our shared human condition, and our capacity for freedom and peace, and wishing for all beings everywhere, including the earth, including the animals, in and on and above, as all beings age, may we be steady and at ease. As all beings age, may we open to change. As all beings age, may we be free from dukkha. Resting with these wishes, or your own felt connection.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.